Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
I'm single. And we've had this whole stretch of me being desperate, trying to find a guy. And
the guys have called you desperate. Yes, do you consider yourself desperate?
No, I don't think so. Maybe just, no.
Maybe just, no.
No, maybe like 5%. No, so I've really relied on the guys of the show to kind of help me, at least last week anyways, because I met a guy out one night last week and gave him my phone number and he texted me, and Bert and Jeff gave me some texting advice. And that texting advice was to wait until 7 o'clock. First it was 4, then it was 7 o'clock because he texted really early in the morning.
So you met him at night.
I met him at night.
And then his text to you was at 4 in the morning, right?
It was 4 in the morning because that's when I wake up. Mm-hmm. And that's when he knew I woke up for work.
Okay.
So
now, was he still out partying at 4 in the morning, do you think?
Well, he worked at the bar.
So he was closing up the bar.
All right. So he sent me a text and was like, hey, thanks for coming out. It was good to see you, blah, 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 blah. And they... Well, the advice Bert and Jeff gave me was to wait, not to text back immediately.
Right.
Just to hold out.
Not to
out.
Be too eager.
Not to be too eager.
The idea was to wait until after you got off work that night. So what did you go, 7 p.m.?
7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Well,
so did you text him at 7?
I did.
What'd you say?
And I was just like, oh, God, what did I say? I was just like, why'd you guys, like, it was good to see you, blah, 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 blah. Nothing like major, just like, cool, good to see you.
Like, nice quick,
yeah. Yeah, that was it. Pretty much just something very simple. Mm-hmm. But I have not gotten a text back. And I think it's because of the advice Bert and Jeff gave me. And let me make a point on why I think that.
Mm-hmm.
He knew I was going to be up around the time he texted me. Mm-hmm. And his text could have used an instant reply. And I think I waited too long, so I didn't get one back.
Now, forgive me, because I'm not sure, but my first thought was that you were his booty call. But he knows you're going to work, so that doesn't make sense. But it just seems like, I don't know. I mean, because everybody, the unanimous advice was don't seem too eager. And so it seems like he, I don't know, he wasn't interested in anything but something. I don't know.
My inclination is that if he's not texting you back, then you don't need him.
Yeah. I tend to agree with that too. And I have a feeling that he could have been pretty buzzed when he sent the one at 4. If he closed up the bar, because bars close at 2, right?
Well, he works at the bar, so he probably wasn't drinking because he wanted to be a responsible employee.
Right.
Yeah, because people work at bars and never drank or did anything.
Yeah. I mean, I worked at a bar, and once you're done, everybody sits around and has a couple or whatever while you're wrapping everything up, while you're folding silver.
Right, but it was during the week, so I mean, it wasn't like hammered drunk. I mean, and Sean was with me that night, so I disagree about the whole it being a booty call and all that kind of stuff, because he just doesn't seem like the type that would like that.
Well, they never do.
But,
well, I mean,
you know, it wasn't like
he knows you're going to work.
That works at a bar.
He knew you were going to work, so I don't think it was necessarily a booty call, but I think it was sent in a, you know.
But you see what I'm saying about that.
State.
You see what I'm saying about that, that it was something he needed at the moment, but obviously he was disinterested as the day progressed. And I don't think that's some. I don't think that's something that you did wrong.
I don't think it is either.
I think it's he wasn't interested in anything.
Oh, bummer.
Well, yeah. the other factor we're not considering is, did he hear about our conversation on the radio?
Oh, I don't know.
Because we did talk about it earlier. We talked about it at this time.
We do have people that listen to us, don't we?
Yeah. So I'm wondering if that's a factor, too. Like, if he heard through the grapevine or through some of his friends, like, hey, is that you that she's talking about on the air? Blah, 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 blah. And maybe he's going, you know, I'm not quite sure I want every bit of this out there.
That could be true.
He doesn't know what he's missing.
But I did get guys emailing me saying that your advice is bad.
Hey, what the heck? No, yeah. Wrong guys?
Guys email guys, saying that your guys email their advice me. Was bad?
Because really? those are guys who want to give you their number and get a response back immediately.
Oh, you so you think that their interest in giving her advice wasn't altruistic?
There can't be. We can't live in a world that when you send a text, you expect an immediate. Texting is not an immediate reply medium.
I disagree. I think it works with the phone call that you can wait. But texting is immediate because usually people have their phones in front of them. People know you get the text right away. So I think when you wait, people know, you've just got this text message. Why are you waiting?
I just don't like being available 24/7.
Right.
I don't like the culture where you expect me to, I don't know. It just kind of bothers me that, sometimes I may not be available to you.
Hey, I want to talk to Joy. Hey, Joy.
Hey, I think I agree with Wendy. You guys told her to wait 15 hours. To respond, I could see 7 a.m., but 7 p.m. was pushing it. That's crazy.
7, 8 a.m., she's in the middle of work.
But she takes a break. She doesn't work 15 hours straight. That was just a bit extended. Like, you guys should have told her to text him later in the morning, not the night. That's just really, I don't know. I think that's why he didn't call back either.
But isn't this coming from a woman's perspective, though? Wasn't that our argument to begin with on how...
Even if a guy had done that to me, I wouldn't text him back either. Like, it took you almost a whole day to respond? Never mind. I'd do the same thing. So I think that's why he didn't call her back.
I think what we're trying to get Wendy in the position of is being pursued rather than being the pursuer.
Right.
Hey. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So, he's not
just
pursuing you. So, let it go and let somebody else pursue you.
Hey, Fred, help me out.
That's the fun part of dating, is getting pursued.
So bad at it.
What's going on?
I was just saying, for one, I don't think she waited too long. I mean, from a guy's perspective, you don't want her to seem too desperate, like you and Bert were saying.
Right.
But in a way, she might have, just for the simple fact he does work at a bar. He meets a lot of women, so if he don't get a text back, obviously he's like, all right, there's no other people out there.
He might be playing the quantity game, where he just throws it out there to as many people as he can. he might have...
Was the text generic enough that it could have gone to more than you?
No.
Okay. That's good.
I agree. I believe he's playing the quantity game, but then again, I mean, he is a bartender. I mean, you got to take that into effect. He meets a lot of girls that think he's hot because they make drinks and they get tipsy and they, hey, here's my number, call me. And he's just like, all right, whatever.
You have to consider that factor, too. Do you want to date a guy that's got, that many women around all the time?
He's got access to females. Hey, Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hey. I think that he just wanted to ask her out, like set the stone for asking her out on a date. 4 in the morning, he knows she goes to work. It's not a booty call. He just liked her and probably wanted to say, hey, I'm thinking of you. Good morning.
But isn't it presumptuous from the guy's point of view to think that if you email her at 4 in the morning while she's getting ready for work, and everybody knows how harried mornings are anyways, even if you get up at 8 a.m. or 7 a.m., there's no time more hectic than morning when you're getting ready to go to work. Isn't it presumptuous to assume that he could write her and that she will write him back? That you can have it.
Immediately, yes. I think I agree. But maybe 7 o'clock, like the previous caller said, 15 hours a little expensive. If he took the time, he probably really did genuinely like her and didn't expect one right away, but did expect one before 15 hours.
Here's a guy on Wendy's side. Hey, Kevin.
Ken?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, really enjoy the show. Wendy, I got to side with the guy just because he waited so long. Everybody knows that, you told the guy that you were getting up at 4 in the morning, and everybody knows that if you got a cell phone and you get a text, you're going to read it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you may have waited too long just because.
What do you think she should have done?
Everybody knows that you got that text when you got it.
What do you think she should have done?
I mean, what's wrong with just texting somebody back and saying I'm busy or thanks for the text, I'll talk to you later? Just, I mean, any kind of response would have been better than none.
That's coming from a guy perspective.
Now, you know what?
There's been other guys that have the other perspective. You're just listening to his because that's right. What you want to hear.
Hey, Nick, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Love the show.
What's up?
I think y'all are being a little too quick to judge. I mean, he did respond when he knew she'd be up, so obviously he's interested. As far as her not responding, it's not so much of a big deal, but maybe he's not trying to seem so eager at the same time. You know what I mean?
That's the thing, is what if he's playing the same game back? What if he was listening to the show and didn't realize we were talking to you, and then he heard our advice? He's like, that's good advice. I'm going to do that with the next girl who texts me back.
Why do we got to play games?
And he's icing you.
That's why you need to have several guys in your repertoire, because I think that you need to distract yourself. When you're dating, I do believe that you have to have more than one going on, so you distract yourself from the other so you play cool with everybody. You know what I mean?
I think Wendy's dream man might be on line five.
Okay.
Hey, Andrew.
Basically, with my perspective on this is, if I send a girl a text message in the morning, I'm interested and I'm thinking, well, maybe I'll ask her out on her lunch break or something like that. Another point is that whenever a girl plays a weighing game, whenever I send her a text message or something like that, I think that she's just playing games with me, more or less, because she's not really interested. She's just trying to play around, play games.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for the call.
All right.
There you go, Wendy. That one's just for you.
It was in my mind. It was so much smoother than that.
The Burt Show.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.